A Syracuse plant is again churning out candles after a three-year hiatus. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the company is different, but the leadership is almost the same.
Over the hum of a brand new candle making machine, Marshall Saccone and his business partners cut the ribbon for Light for Life candles at a site just outside of Syracuse. The company will make church candles at the former site of Willem Bomber, which called the location home for more than 150 years before moving to Tennessee. Saccone was president of Willem Bomber when the owners closed the plant in 2009.
There were certainly a lot of people in Syracuse that relied on Willem Bomber as their place of employment. So it's just very, very heartening to see kind of a new start, a new company, but doing the same kind of thing.
Light for Life candles will crank out to around 2,000 devotional candles an hour with about five employees to start. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.